Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. This is the Lamp and Light broadcast coming to you from Central Baptist Church in beautiful Ocala, Florida. Lamp and Light is a ministry that takes a book of the Bible, verse by verse, teaching it as it is, to men as they are, without compromise or apologies, while at the same time speaking the truth in love, giving the lamp and light to all.
Yesterday, in our study of 2 Timothy chapter 3, we were talking about the lack of commitment that so many people have to pray for their children and others to get right with God. Let's continue with that thought today.
And now, here is our teacher and radio pastor, Dr. Andy Bloom.
You know, I can remember as a younger man and a teenager and little guy that there was a phrase that was used. It may need to be used again. That was the phrase, mourner's bench. Isn't that interesting? Men and women would come and they'd pray at the mourner's bench. At the front of the church when the invitation was given. And they'd pray, "Dear God, save my child. My child is lost. Dear God, my child has wandered away. Dear God, call my child to preach your word." And they mourned and they prayed often and long at that mourner's bench. And God did a great work, but now we don't want to call it the mourner's bench because that's beneath our dignity. We don't want people to think that we mourn. Instead, we find people trying to justify the sinfulness, the fleshliness, and the unrighteousness of their children, even allowing their children to choose where they go to church. Instead of leading their children are leading them. What a shame that is. I know what I've said so far has been hard, because this is the Bible, and it's speaking of conditions in the local church of the last days. This epistle was written nearly 2,000 years ago, and it's right on the mark of things in the last days. But you don't have to fulfill this prophecy. You can be one of those with whom God is pleased at his return. You see, some people will be ashamed, whereas some will have confidence when Christ returns, 1 John 2:28. There can be revival. It must start in your heart. Who is important to you? Who's most important? Jesus Christ or the politically correct? That is, the religious politically correct. Are you seeking to find what you want to do religiously or what God wants you to do? You see, revival cannot happen and your influence on your children for good will be diminished if we do not choose biblical truth over religious political correctness. Now, I know I've spent some time in verse 6. But I thought it was very necessary to do that. You see, we've been studying 2 Timothy. And this is a book that looks at the local churches and their ministry and conduct in the world. And so, as chapter 3 has been telling of the disturbing trends of the local church of the last days, we've seen now in these first 6 verses that, boy, it's bad. Verses 2 through 5 tells of the majority of so-called Christian local churches. And verse 6 here has just told us they go into houses, they creep in, and lead captive silly women who fall into these false doctrines and ways. And so verse 7 here is summarizing by saying this, ever learning and never able to come to the knowledge of the truth. Now, there are things that we should see here in verses 7 through 13. First, we see in verses 7 through 9 that we're going to concentrate on now, religion will fail you. We'll see in verses 10 and 11, righteousness will free you. And we'll see in verses 12 and 13, the roaring lion will fight you. Now, let's consider, how do we have victory in a dark world? Especially when we've just seen religion will fail you. Again, everything read in verses 2 through 6 is under the guise of the conditions in the local church among God's people. In other words, religion. Now, as this is defined in the Greek, and when I say in the Greek, I'm talking about the original Greek in which it was written, Bible Greek, from which it was translated. And in saying this, we're also saying that this is the Textus Receptus from which the New Testament is translated. But the word knowledge here, from its Greek meaning, is clear and exact knowledge, with the idea of acting upon that knowledge, being convinced by the Word of God that it is right. In essence, that's what faith is. You see, the Jews missed it in the law. The law was to show them that they are sinners. The law itself was holy. But they began to place their faith in the law, not the God who gave the law. Romans tells us that Abraham and David both were justified by faith, not works. The book of James says of the law, if we break in one point, we're guilty of all. Do you realize the book of James taught against Judaism and was teaching for salvation by grace? It was not teaching salvation by the law. Now, some of them think that that's what it was teaching. It does not, because it says to break in just one point, you're guilty of all. And so that pretty well condemns for eternity if you're trying to work your way to heaven by keeping the law. James is letting you know that's impossible. But also lets us know that belief is not an easy believism that just says, okay, I believe this fact. Well, the devils believe and tremble. James is quick to point that out. So it's the idea of commitment. So with that understanding, then, what is meant by ever learning and never able to come to the knowledge of the truth? Well, the thing to see, again, is found in chapter 4, verses 3 and 4, as we've already referred to in this study, where he says, for the time will come when they will not endure sound doctrine. By the way, we're in that day right now in most local churches. But after their own selves shall they heap to themselves teachers having itching ears. Teachers that want to make you feel good. Teachers that, you know, they remove the preaching against sin. They remove any preaching that might offend people's sensitivities because they want to build their numbers, build their dollars, and build their name. It says, and they shall turn away their ears from the truth. What is the truth? Thy word is truth, the Bible tells us in John 17:17, from the lips of Jesus. And shall be turned unto fables. Fables has the idea behind it of the generation of feelings and just make me feel good. I remember when people used to say, I don't feel like I've been to church if my toes haven't been stepped on. Well, that has changed. Now it's more of a, I don't feel like I've been to church if they didn't make me feel good about myself. Well, it seems like across this country in our local churches that we've bought into the self-esteem doctrine of hell, that we've got to have a good self-esteem. My self-esteem says that I'm a sinner and that I need saved, and I'm only saved by the grace of God, not because of my merit. What you have to understand is the Holy Spirit of God breathed each word of this book called 2 Timothy and of all the books of the Bible. Here, Each word is breathed to the Apostle Paul. Understand, these are not Paul's words. People say, well, Paul said this. I don't agree with Paul. Paul didn't really say it. Paul just wrote what the Holy Spirit was saying. Before his conversion, the apostle was a Jewish Pharisee who was very moral, and he sought to fulfill the law. He studied under a man by the name of Gamaliel. Now, in today's vernacular, that's like saying that, hey, this guy's a Harvard graduate. He has a PhD in biblical studies. Well, what did God do with this apostle that had this great education behind him in biblical studies? Well, he takes him to the desert for 3 years to study, to retrain him, that he might actually understand the scriptures rightly. I've jokingly said in other times that it took 3 years to make a Baptist out of him, because Harvard had messed him up. But again, the point of verse 7 is that there are those who want you to make you feel good about yourself, and they'll try to build your self-esteem and make you feel like you've somehow ascended to a higher echelon in life. Then they make merchandise of you, selling you their books and their magazines. There is the contemporary crowd that rocks and rolls, as the nightclubbers do. But they do use the name of Jesus. However, I'm afraid that, as we're told in 2 Corinthians, that that's another Jesus. There are the intellectuals, or at least they think they are, that talk of election as if God is somehow the initiator and the founder and the minister of sin, because they think that he predestinates some to hell, disregarding the fact of 1 Peter 1, 15 and 16, where it tells us that we're to be holy because the Lord our God is holy. Or 2 Peter 3, 9, the Lord is not slack concerning his promise, as some men count slackness, but is long-suffering to us. We're not willing that any should perish, but that all should come to repentance. God wants people to get saved, all to come to repentance. How about 1 Timothy 2, 3 and 4? Speaking of God, it says, who would have all men to be saved and to come to the knowledge of the truth. Ezekiel 33, 11 says that he has no pleasure in the death of the wicked, but that the wicked should repent. Then we have the meditation people who clear their mind and just wait for something to hit it. Instead of meditating in the Word of God, they just wait for something to hit it. They don't get deep into the Word of God. They don't even get into it.
This is your radio pastor, Pastor Andy Bloom, saying, may the Word of God be a lamp unto your feet and a light unto your pathway today.
We want to thank you for listening to the Lamp and Light broadcast. If you would like a CD or cassette tape of today's message by Dr. Bloom, send it your name, mailing address, the radio station by which you are listening, the date of the broadcast, and a gift of $5 to Lamp and Light Broadcast, 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida, 34471. We also welcome your comments on the broadcast and Bible questions. Again, you may write us at the same address, which is 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida, 34471. You may also visit us on the web at www.centralbaptistocala.org. No break. Click Sermon Library. Again, that web address is www.centralbaptistocala.org with no break. This is your announcer, Jerry Banks, saying may God's peace be with all that are in Christ Jesus.